The Dying Sailor.
Father? Father!
Night had fallen in Waterford, Ireland, when a missionary priest heard a fervent knocking at his door.
Father!
Upon opening it, he found a young man with an intense and urgent look in his eyes.
Yes, my son. Can I help you?
Yes, Father, please. You must come with me quickly. There is a poor man dying alone. Will you help him?
Of course. Lead the way.
Without a moment's hesitation, the zealous priest set out into the dead of night, following for a guide a man he'd never met before. As they traveled, he could tell by the sound and smell in the air that they were approaching the seashore. As they came to the house that seemed to be their destination, the priest saw that it was not only abandoned, but so old that it appeared ready to collapse at any moment. Entering the deserted dwelling, the stranger headed up a flight of stairs. The priest, however, stopped short and looked at him, somewhat fearfully. The stairs were broken and rotting. The young man saw his hesitation and reassured him.
Do not be afraid, Father. You will be quite safe.
Overcoming his fears, the priest did as the young man urged, and was shocked to discover that the stairs felt as sturdy as if they were newly made. The stairway led them to a miserable attic. As he entered the dingy loft, the priest's attention was instantly drawn to a poor man lying pitifully on the floor. When he saw the priest, the dying man began speaking urgently,
Father,
in a foreign tongue.
Father.
A mixture of surprise and relief filled the priest's heart when he realized that the language this man spoke was a rare Indian dialect, one which was only spoken in a small area of India, and where, by the providence of God, this missionary priest had recently been stationed. When the desperate man realized that the priest could actually understand him, his joy was inexpressible.
Thank God you've come, Father.
Who are you, my son? And how did you get here?
I am from India, Father. I was, at first, a pagan, but later, I converted to the true faith. I am a sailor, and during my last voyage, I was under the command of a very cruel captain. When I fell sick of fever, the captain ordered two of his men to take me to shore and leave me here to die alone. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
With his story told,
my last confession,
the man then made his confession
Deinde ego te absolvo,
and received the last sacraments.
In nomine Patris et Filii.
The priest remained by his side,
Ave Maria,
praying
Dominus tecum,
and waiting for the end to come. As he prayed, though, he could not help but notice that the sailor kept looking to the right and smiling.
Tell me, my son, why do your eyes keep focusing to your right side?
Because of what a priest once told me. He said that a bright angel of God was always at my side, watching and guarding me. Ever since then, I have received such comfort, knowing he is there. In every danger, I have turned to him, and he has never failed me.
The priest was deeply touched and impressed by this good man's incredible devotion to his guardian angel. Then, suddenly, a thought occurred to him, and he turned, looking quickly about the dingy loft.
Where is he?
Father?
Has he gone?
Who?
My guide. That young man you sent to get me.
A young man? Why, I haven't seen a single soul. Until you came in. And you were all alone. But you were an answer to prayer. I begged, my dear angel, do not let me die without the last sacraments of the church.
When he heard this, the priest understood everything.
Oh, my dear friend, there was a mysterious young man who brought me to you. He chose me because I am probably the only priest in the entire country who can speak your rare language. He vanished when his task of leading me to you was finished. And soon, his lifelong task of leading you to God will be perfectly accomplished. That young man must have been your guardian angel.